Can Michigan elect a Republican to the United States Senate for the first time since, what, 1994? It looks like it's a good year for it. Debbie Stabenow has announced her retirement. She's not running again. So it's an open seat, in effect. My next guest hopes he can flip it red. Sandy Pensler is a businessman from Grosse Pointe Park. He's run before, but this is different. Sandy, good to have you back.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So give me an idea. You're back in the fight here, Sandy. You went down this road once before, but I was against, Debbie Stabenow was still the senator. Then this is an open seat. This is a different situation. And you decide to get back in. Why?
Well, unfortunately, I think the country's burning. I think when I look around and I see the huge deficit spendings and how Joe Biden wants to give handouts to buy votes left and right, I see us supporting the right of protesters in support of terrorists, which they're allowed First Amendment rights, but they're not allowed to trample on other people's rights. So Oliver Wendell Holmes said, my rights to swing my fist end at your nose. Well, that's sort of true. I think here, when you breach other people's rights, that's where your right of First Amendment free speech ends. And that's what's happening. People are blocking access to airports. They're blocking access to education. They're intimidating and harassing rather than communicating their point of view. And that should be stopped. It should be stopped under Title VI. The people that are here with foreign visas should be sent home for supporting terrorist groups. And I just think everywhere we look, it's weakness begets aggression. And we're seeing weakness from the federal government and the Biden administration.
Agreed.
We're spending. So overall, I just think the country has huge problems. And I believe I can help address them.
You know, let me ask you about a couple of big things that went across the headlines this week, which has created a lot of anger. First of all, $95 billion to support foreign wars, $61 billion to Ukraine, most notably, after we've already earmarked $113 billion. That's $174 billion for Ukraine while our southern border remains wide open. How would you have voted on that, or how would you vote on that?
So I think that's pretty complicated. I'd do a couple things quite differently. Of the $61 billion to Ukraine, only about 30 were for actual defense. A lot were for other things in the government. I would not support that. I don't think we should abandon Ukraine here, but I think we need an IG. There's a lot of corruption to look through the corruption. And I think, again, we are playing a bit of the sap here for our European allies.
Oh, we are. Yeah. You know, a lot of that money paying salaries, benefits, retirement, pensions for people in Ukraine. When we've got people sleeping on our streets, when we've got people here that are unemployed and homeless, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, I think those expenditures were wrong-footed. I think the European Union also isn't pulling its fair share. I mean, made a big deal that $3 billion came out from the United Kingdom, which was great, but it's not enough. And certainly Germany and France certainly have not been pulling their
share. They've not done their part either. All right, another one being the FISA warrant recertification, allowing the federal government of the United States to spy on you or me or whoever they want without a warrant. What do you make of that one?
Asinine. So I think there were aspects of FISA on spying on foreigners. No problem. Once they spy on Americans, needs to go and get a warrant and go through an Article III judge. And I think it's crazy to do anything else. It's a huge infringement of constitutional rights of Americans. And I'm kind of shocked that it went through the way it did.
Yeah, the big threats to me to this country, they try to tell me climate change is an existential threat. I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy that one. But I do believe that the border is an existential threat. Bidenomics is a threat to every American family right now. And China is a big threat. I don't know that we needed to posture for a war against Russia, but what do you make of the big issues when you walk around and talk to people that are facing not only Michigan, but this country?
Well, I think the border is a huge issue, and we've brought it on ourselves. I don't really blame the people that are coming up and trying to cross the border, although some of them certainly I do, the Chinese, the Iranians, and drug dealers and sex traffickers that we don't control the way we're doing it. But I blame us. We're asking them to come over. Biden's saying, come on down. I'm got rid of stay in Mexico. I'm going to ship you off, get you a nice lodging, get you good medical care. And by the way, when you get up to New York and Chicago, they'll support you with government grants and money more than we support our own homeless. And it is irritating beyond belief. I think we need immigration, but we need to shut down illegal immigration stone cold.
I agree with that. And the last question, we only have about a minute here, Sandy. You have degrees from two Ivy League schools, Yale and Harvard, if I'm not mistaken, from memory. And you see what's happening at Columbia and NYU and the University of Michigan and all of this stuff. We need to stop this kind of insanity, don't we?
We sure do. And at Yale, my old alumni, one of the students got hit in the eye with a flagpole sitting in hospital. So it is a clear choice, I believe, by woke university presidents to support an overreach of rights of woke causes against the liberties of their Jewish students. Yeah. And they're thugs. They're blocking and intimidating, blocking airway passages. This isn't about First Amendment. This is about protecting everyone's rights equally.
Sandy Pensler, running for U.S. Senate in Michigan as a Republican. You can find out more at sandypenslerformichigan.com, the website up and running. Sandy, greatly appreciate you coming. Please come back and talk more before we get to that primary vote.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for your audience for being so informed.
Sandy Pensler, sandypenslerformichigan, again, .com. You can go find out more about him. Happen to agree with him with everything he said there, everything across the board. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Back in a moment.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.